You're listening to WMFO in Medford. Fast and Loose is next. Hey, that's right, actually back in the studio. I apologize to all the, you know, all the people who casually listen to the show when I text them that it's happening 10 minutes before it starts. And anybody out there in Radioland, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, here for the summer, except for all the days, including next week, that I'm not going to be here. So, you know, it happens. Got a compliment too, a lot of studio work going on, new display. New chair, which I'm a fan of. I'm a fan of a nice sturdy chair. We used to have like an office rolly type chair here now. Now we've just got the straight up, this thing's never gonna break. It's got that same carpet on it that they put on the Orange Line, the original Orange Line, RIP. I think I saw they retired the last Orange Line train that they have in I think they retired all of them by 2002. So if you're looking for that pre-pandemic T-type atmosphere, you gotta come visit the studio. Also, looks like they painted a lot of Curtis Hall and recarpeted a lot of the area, especially second floor. Looks great, and replaced a lot of the art that's back up there, so just, it looks crisp. I think a big part, a lot of my anxiety around WMFO is that it's gonna change too much, because it kind of has this, like, pirate ship type attitude, the freeform type attitude that sometimes is getting paved over in a lot of spaces these days. And I think the way that you just address the normal maintenance is you just say, hey, we're gonna, you know, we're gonna fix the chips, you know, we're gonna make sure it works, but we're not gonna just replace it with that sort of cowardly beige on shiplap design that the like, you know, and nothing to them, but like the Chip and Joanna gainsification of America has been tough across the board, because it has just made essentially everything so neutral, it's devoid of personality and devoid of even adding your own personality to it. I can understand if you're, I don't know, like have a couple pieces of art that you really want to highlight, and so you sort of play down or sort of make more neutral other parts of your house to emphasize the other parts of this art. But if you have no centerpiece, if your centerpiece is just some words on wood or a picture of your family, that's tough. You want to just, I don't know, have some design acumen. It's and I'm not saying, hey, I got pictures of my family all over my house. This is great. I also have pieces of art that I bought in the middle of the night in Portland, Oregon, from just like a guy. I'll tell you the story right now. We're gonna queue up. We're gonna do a little bit of this, because I gotta have the right background, and it's this right here. Here we go. Here's a story. First ever anniversary. All of you probably listening know my wife Molly. She's the best. Got two kids now. Before all of that, we were living in Texas. And we were like, you know what? We should go on a it was the first wedding anniversary, November time frame. And hey, let's go somewhere cool. Never been to Portland. Go up there. And I heard about it. Obviously, huge fans of the show Portlandia, because, you know, we're both like very solidly millennials that listened to Fleet Foxes in high school. So it's like, yeah, this is our whole deal, is doing this. Go to Portland. I do remember, too, a lot of people that I knew in Texas were like, why are you going there? Like, what could possibly be there? I'm like, Burnside Avenue, that's what's there. It was great. So we get there, kind of no plan. And, well, at least I didn't have a plan. I'm like a terrible trip planner. I'm like long for the ride. Molly does a lot of the heavy lifting. God bless her. So we get there, and it's whatever the time difference is. It's like 2 or 3 hours. It feels like I'm in Europe or something because I'm just so tired. We get there. We're both like zonked out. We're like, you know, we can't. It's only 8 o'clock local time. We can't do something. So we go out to a restaurant, and this restaurant is like the coolest thing. I think it's like in this old, if memory serves correctly, it was like a series of buses jammed together. I also might have just created this memory over like what I thought the sort of perception of Portland was. A bunch of buses jammed together, and then there was like a fire pit. They were serving tacos, and it's like, yeah, great. Portland checks all the boxes that my wildest imagination perhaps created in this memory. We get some food. They're showing like just on above like the grill area. They're just showing old episodes of the X-Files. So like ka-ching, I am all about. And you know, no volume. Just like, yeah, I'm playing some instrumental indie music and then just like showing old episodes of the X-Files. And you're like, I got time for this. These tacos are delicious. So we're there, we're hanging out. We go out to the fire. It's cold. It's cold in Portland. I don't know if people know that, especially in November. Especially to like living in Texas, you're like, everywhere's warm. And we're sitting out there. We get to talking to some people. And one of these guys is like, I'm an artist. You know, I've traveled around. We're like, hey, you've been to Corpus Christi, Texas? He's like, South Padre Island Drive. Yeah. Yeah, I have. And you're like, all right, man. Wow. I got all the time in the world to talk to you. So he pulls out some art. He's like, hey, do you want to like see some of this art that I've got? I'm like, yeah, I'll look at some art. Not really knowing that that's kind of like a tacit acceptance of looking through art is also like, ah, I'm going to buy something at the end of this sort of interaction. So we look through, we like some, and he's like, yeah, you want to make an offer? And I'm like, dude, I got nothing. I got no idea. I get my hair cut at the Cutting Corral. Like I don't know anything about this world. We're just a couple of sort of like poser scenesters, you know, that like this, but we're not in it. And he's like, all right, so here's what usually happens. If you say you want to like look at some art because you're going to be here for a few days, that means that you maybe have an idea that you want to buy some art. Also, you know, if you want to make an offer, anything under, and I don't know if he was like pulling our leg or anything, he's like, anything under $50 would be considered insulting to any artist, like any artist around here. This isn't the farmer's market. And I'm like, all right, okay, that's great. I don't have $50. This is the days before Venmo. He's like, I go, and I say this to him. I go, I like this one here. It's nice. It had a great story. It's a sunrise. You can see it in our house. It hangs in the family room of our house in Medford to this day. And it's like this cool sunset. The land is very dark, but if you look very closely, it actually is this like multifaceted greenscape. It's good. It's good art. This guy's doing a great job. I should remember his name. I think it's written on the back of the piece of art. So I go, I'll give you all the money I have, which in recollection is like $22, because I don't carry. And he goes, all right, that's good. Like that's fine with me. And I'm like, I'm serious. I'm sorry about this. I got a couple of train tickets I can throw in there, and I got a MARTA card, which is for the public transportation in Atlanta. He's like, I'll take it. I don't know when I'm gonna be in Atlanta next. I was like, I think there's about $7 on this MARTA card. And he's like, all right. I think all told, well, I'll take it. Get some cash, buy some art. And that's what we did. So anyway, got that. Portland. There it is. I forget why I started telling you that story, but buy art. I don't know. Yeah, get some art. Get some art that you're like even not even 100% sure of, but like just elicits some sort of reaction to you. I can't tell you how many times I walk through, especially the library in our house, and I'm just like looking at stuff that I've got, and I'm just like, oh yeah. Why do I have this? But also like, yeah, glad I do. All right, the show's about music, and we're gonna play some music.
Effortlessly. I was afraid to be alone. But now I'm scared, that's how I like to be. All these faces, none the same. How can there be so many personalities? So many lifeless, empty hands. So many hearts in great demand. And now my sorrow seems so far away, until I'm taken by these bolts of pain. But I turn them off and tuck them away, till these rainy days that make them stay. And then I'll cry so hard to these sad songs, and the words still ring once here, now gone, and they echo through my head every day. And I don't think they'll ever go away. Just like thinking of your childhood home, but we can't go back, we're on our own. That time of year, to the day that marks that you're not here. And I think I'll want to be alone, so please understand, if I don't answer the phone, I'll just sit and stare at my deep blue walls, until I can see nothing at all. Only particles, some fast, some slow. All my eyes can see is all I know.
So jungle when it's wet with rain. But remember, darling, till you're home again, that you belong to me.
Hey, what's up? You're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Reform Radio. A little Do Make Say Think in the background here. I tried to, like, write a whole thing, like a whole conversation around doing, making, saying, and thinking, and, like, why the particular order matters or doesn't matter. It's coming. I think sometimes when you limit yourself to sort of these, like, strange rules, it's nice. It, like, actually works out sometimes. Anyway, best band name of all time, Do Make Say Think. They win it. And also just a great band. A great band to listen to if you're in college and you're just trying to, like, be something. And you're like, I'm this. I'm the guy who listens to this. This is great. Read through some of the stuff we played. Definitely the weather, as always, influences the playlist. Also, I kind of shoot from the hip now. I used to sort of make these curated lists, but it's like who I am on a Monday night, maybe making some of these shows, is a little bit different. So I kind of have like a little pool of potential starters, and then from there, it's you really want to play off of what is my brain saying I should do. Ratatat was what was playing in the background. Gettysburg was the song playing in the background during a story I told you about Portland. Men I Trust, Show Me How. 23. That's 24. Whatever. And then two Azur Ray songs. Grow What You Want and How Wild, which is from 2021, which is like new music, I guess, from them. And then November, which was like a 2002 song. Love Azur Ray. Saw them at the 40 Watt Club in Athens, Georgia. And was enamored. Great. The song Sleep comes up sometimes. And then I heard this on the news. They were talking about how songs have become less complicated, especially pop songs have become less complicated. And then, of course, there's all kinds of hand-wringing about, like, well, you know, it's because people just, like, want the TikTokification of songs. Well, anyway, I loved it because they played a bunch of old songs. And that song by Joe Stafford, You Belong to Me, was great. They played like a big old chunk of that on All Things Considered, and I was like, this is great. This is why you listen to NPR before 8 a.m. is you get these, like, you let it breathe a little bit. And of course, some Do Make here. It's funny, I went on that Azur Ray, like, side quest, and then I'm gonna come back to some of the songs I had on the thing here. You want to call in 855-915-WMFO. Phones work. And if you're chilling out, continue to do so. And enjoy the day. Enjoy it's a little bit cooler. During the summer, there's always that discussion of, like, windows open or AC on. I think when we had a window unit, it was easy. It was just like, all right, just, like, run this thing. Because, like, basically, your window's also open no matter what if you've got the AC in there. Versus now, which, like, we've got a big, you know, indoor air conditioning thing, and it's nice, but it's also like I'm sitting there classic where I'm just like, I gotta cool down the whole house and we're all just sleeping. So anyway I think last night I thought it was gonna get cooler, but it didn't get any less humid, so I had a strange night tossing and turning. Anyway, there it is. Let's do a little of this and then we'll do a little of the next thing. Thank you. Hey, what's up? You're listening to Fast and Loose, WMFO in Medford. Thanks for hanging out. Thanks for hanging out. You hear the air in the background. I always complain about the temperature of the studio. Not today. Nice and desiccated. Can I use that word? Dehumidified, but like desiccated. I'm gonna look that one up. And cool. Got a PSA for you here. Mystic River Reservation. You know, Somerville may be New England's most densely populated city, but the spectacular open outdoor public parks, paths, and recreation areas along the Mystic River are close by to every resident of Somerville and Medford. From the Tufts campus, it's just a four-block walk west to get to a trail along the Mystic River Reservation. The most dangerous part is crossing Route 19, so be careful there. Use the crosswalk button. You can walk, run, jog, bike, play tennis, and picnic, or bring your own gear to have fun in the grassy fields. The Tufts Backhouse Sailing Pavilion is a beautiful 2.5-mile trek, mostly along the Mystic River. And a little less than a mile further up, the Shannon Beach on the upper Mystic Lake. It provides plenty of sand, pine trees, and seasonal swimming. Experience nature with all sorts of gorgeous trees, grass, geese, ducks, hawks, rabbits, chipmunks, plus even turtles and eagles. Improve your physical health and mental health. It's all free for you to enjoy every single day of the year along the nearby Mystic River Reservation. A public service message from WMFO in Medford. Tufts non-commercial community radio. That's right, these are PSAs. Not commercials. We heard Doused by Dive, spelled D-I-I-V, old one, 2012. Boyish by Japanese Breakfast, somehow Too Sweet by Holzer got in there. Like, I can't explain how that song started playing. I was waiting for that Baby Doobie song, which was next, the Glue song featuring Clario, who's got a little spread in the new, most recent New Yorker that I'd recommend you reading. Version of pop, but a little bit more, a little bit softer. It's nice. Utopia by Goldfrapp, an interesting song written from an interesting perspective, only from England and the Aldous Huxley Brave New World-ish understanding of the world. You get a song like Utopia, sung by someone who's got really just incredible vocal, just Allison from Goldfrapp is incredible. It's one of those things that you're like, wow, this person is in an indie band but has the operatic vocal chords of a master. Operatist? There's got to be a word like operatist? Oh. All right, I got a couple of things to look up. Especially to like describing a room as desiccated. I guess there is like, I don't know, like in like the CSI world, there's like the desiccated corpse they found in the in like the desert, something like that. All right, yeah. Broken Social Scene backing us up. Got a time for a little bit more here. 9:50. Not quite time to say goodbye. Thanks for being here. And there's a couple of good ones here that I have. Starting with this one.